This podcast is the voice of Our Branch Ministry, an inclusive, affirming online ministry that shares the message, God loves everyone, no exceptions. Check us out on Instagram at Our Branch Ministry, and thanks for listening. Remember, God is love, and we love you. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about self-talk. It is a term that comes from psychology, but we all naturally do this, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. The definition of self-talk is the internal conversation we have with and about ourselves. So this can be pessimistic and negative, or being a realist, as my wife likes to say, but I disagree, and I'll get to that later. This self-talk can also be positive and can be affirming. This shapes our identity and self-image. So who we tell ourselves and the types of conversations we have with ourselves really informs the way we think about ourselves and how we interact with the world. But self-talk is not something that just happens and, you know, you can't do anything about it. You can control this self-talk. In order to do that, you need to decide and visualize the type of person that you want to be. So a good way to do this is to think about being a person that you would be proud of, and think about the people that you admire and what it is that you admire in them. So, for example, I struggle with being assertive, and the people that I admire the most are people who can express and assert their needs in a loving way. So when you are affirming yourself, you're thinking about the ways in which you do have these qualities. So for myself, it would be the ways in which I am, in fact, assertive. And affirmations, when you first do them, can kind of sound hokey. Like, if I'm telling myself I am assertive, I don't feel assertive. And that's the reason why I'm working to be that person. But you need to believe that version of yourself that you have visualized is possible. And when you start to believe in that version of yourself, the affirmations become a way of paving this road to make those changes, of becoming that person that you so admire. I think it was Henry Ford who said, you know, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And it's true. You really shape this idea of who you're going to be and how you interact with the world. You are who you think you are. You know, you manifest those thoughts, and at the end of the day, you have to decide, who do you want to be? And you know, hopefully the person you want to be is that future you that you visualized. And you know what, to go back to that realist point, you know, a true realist lives in reality, right? Like, that's the definition of being a realist. But put in this context, when we're thinking about self-talk, we shape our own reality, right? We decide what our reality looks like to ourselves and the messages we tell ourselves about the things that we objectively observe. So for me, I feel like my self-talk has really been tied with my spirituality. You know, I think that it makes it easier for me to be positive about these affirmations about myself. It's this idea, for me at least, that there's a higher power out there that unconditionally loves me, you know, that created me perfectly, and that I, of course, there's room for improvement, but, you know, that I was made the way that I was intended to be made. And a lot of basic affirmations can come from that, right? Like, I'm not alone, you know? When we're thinking about even, so for me, I draw a lot from the Bible. My favorite version is the Inclusive Bible, the First Egalitarian Translation. But this idea that there, you know, I was fearfully and wonderfully made, or even if you look in Corinthians, you know, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am this person because I was created to be. Or even when you're looking for strength, if you think of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. It's this idea that there's this basis, right? There's this foundation that exists that tells you you're great, you know, and it doesn't have to be the Bible, you know, for wherever your faith tradition is or where you're drawn to, there is massive amounts of things that you can pull from that help to give you these basic affirmations that you are good, you are deserving of love, you are strong, you know, you are worth loving despite your faults. Like, for me, that's Romans, right? That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. So I think my challenge for you today, if you take away anything from this, is to create those affirmations for yourself. You know, be inspired to create them. And I would love to hear from y'all. What are some affirmations that you can take for yourself? You know, what I would love for you is that you create your own reality. You make your own reality, and that reality is formed by the truth, which is that these basic level affirmations exist for you, and you can build off them. You are loved. You are not alone. You are strong, and you are worth loving. With that, I am just going to thank you for listening and remind you that God is love, and we love you.